This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're going to be talking about some bad cops here in moments. There are always plenty of stories out there in the media about bad cops doing naughty things and outrageous things. We'll get into that here. Also with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. So feel free to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you'd like. To start out tonight, Daryl, you and I both had the same news story. We all independently sort of collect our own show prep, stuff that we want to talk about on the radio. And you and I happen to choose the same story, Daryl. It's usually an indicator that we should talk about it.
Yes.
The story here is from photographyisnotacrime.com, one of my favorite websites on the internet. Carlos Miller is the heroic founder of that site. It has expanded to really just cover the full gamut of police abuse all across the United States. It was 2012 when Indiana police entered a home without a warrant and shook awake a sleeping 18-year-old high school student, punching him 6 times, then tasering him before dragging him outside and stuffing him into a patrol car. Handcuffed in the back of the car, Deshaun Franklin demanded to know what he had done wrong.
You were inside the house when we came in, so therefore, guilty.
South Bend police officer told him he had matched the description of a man they were looking for. Specifically, he had the same hairstyle, dreadlocks. Franklin argued that dreadlocks were a popular hairstyle among young black men and that he had not broken any law.
Well, you look like somebody that did. Be lucky we didn't kill you.
Franklin said it was only then that it dawned on the police that they had arrested the wrong man, so they released him from the car and apologized.
At least they apologized.
That's pretty rare, actually.
That's very rare.
Yeah, I've got another story about police apologizing to somebody. It's pretty unusual when that happens.
I'm still waiting on an apology 4 years later from the local code enforcer and the fire captain guy.
Yeah, they said they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's not serious enough for them to apologize for. It has to be, like, something completely atrocious for them to even think it deserves consideration.
Well, it was pretty atrocious to be awoken from a dead sleep at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What I'm saying that this one was, whereas Daryl's, according to them, probably not so much.
Well, I understand. Right, because the code enforcer said everybody should be awake at 8 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter that you work a late second, almost third shift.
You've just gone to sleep at 4 a.m.
I've gone to sleep at like 6 a.m.
6.
I got home from work at 4 a.m.
Right, and they came into your bedroom, and thankfully they didn't punch you in the face 6 times.
Yeah.
But you did get woken up, and that's unpleasant. When strange people come into your room, Melanie, you actually live in the same room right now that Daryl was in at the time that this happened. So, you know, just imagine having an agent of the state just waltz right on into your room.
My hope at that point would be that I immediately recognize them as an agent of the state.
Rather than
shooting
them?
That would severely, change my plan.
Because, you know, if you shoot the cops, you'll probably end up dead, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Because you might shoot someone who's not a cop breaking into your room?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, because that's just not safe.
Right.
It's not safe if a cop does it either, obviously, but defending yourself isn't safe either, so.
Franklin argued again that dreadlocks were popular, and the police apologized. In fact, the man they were looking for was Franklin's brother, Dan Franklin, who was suspected of domestic abuse. But to this day, Dan Franklin has not been arrested or charged with that crime.
So, 4 years later,
the younger brother filed a lawsuit over the incident, and after rejecting several settlements, insisted on taking the case to trial. Earlier this month, a federal jury sided with him, determining that the police did indeed violate his Fourth Amendment rights by entering his home without a warrant and wrongfully arresting him. I mean, yeah, that's pretty clear. You know, you're supposed to have a warrant that is issued specifically describing the place to be searched and the things for which you are for which the police are searching.
Right.
In this case, a human being with a specific, you know, identity.
Yes.
The fact that they didn't have a warrant is a clear violation, but the jury decided those violations were only worth $1, $1 in damages. Yes, $1 for each constitutional violation, which ended up totaling 18 whole dollars, paid by the three officers to Franklin and his two parents who were inside of the home that night on July 7th. 2012.
Well, at least the money came from the officers instead of, you know, the police department just
and the
writing
taxpayers.
A check.
Well, I mean, it was a really low amount. They can just grab that from the evidence room.
Or the next black guy they beat up on the streets.
Well, yeah, that's where it comes from. They go into the evidence room.
Right. The city of South Bend also insists that the Franklin family pay $1,500 in legal expenses, which includes hotel room and mileage for the officers because the trial was held in another city.
This is the part that I want your response to. So the jury awards this guy $18, and then the city says, but you have to pay our legal expenses because we violated your rights.
Okay, that is because you want my, like, legal opinion or my, like, moral opinion?
Yes.
Okay, so that is because he rejected the settlement. In most states, if you reject a settlement and then go to trial and your award ends up being a certain percentage less than the settlement offer, then they make you pay the attorney's fees for the opposing side.
Wow.
To basically to deter you from going to trial.
So I thought, you know, most places now we're going to something called loser pays, to where it's the loser that has to pay people's legal fees, not the person that rejected, oh, we promise that we won't rape you the next time we break into your house. Shut up, go away.
Well,
no, I want something more.
Well, but that would be,
okay, here's $18, now give us $1,500 for legal expenses.
Okay, well, in that case, in the settlement, if that even counts as a settlement offer somehow, then there will be a settlement offer of $0. And so then those kinds of statutes wouldn't apply. And I'm not, like, familiar with Indiana Code of Civil Procedure. And that would be a really weird thing to apply to civil rights cases specifically. But in general, civil cases, if there, on either side, if you reject an offer and you get awarded less than a certain percentage, or if you reject an offer from the other side and you have to pay more than the certain percentage, they will do that to deter you from going to trial. Now, how it's constitutional to actively deter you from...
Well, they can try to deter you from anything. Here in New Hampshire, they claim, well, what's the claim, Ian, you challenged this before, about the access to justice shall be free, but yet, oh, you want to take something to the Supreme Court, you got to pay us a couple $100s and then pay thousands of dollars for transcripts and all of this other stuff, but yes, your access is free.
Like, if I was a private company charging that much per page, I would be held under some kind of violation for some kind of usury or antitrust law.
Sure, but it's not usury, like, when they do it.
Right.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about civil cases. So if they make an offer to you saying, look, let's not go to trial. Here's what we're going to offer. You're going to offer you $100,000. And he says, nope, we're going to trial. And then they get the jury off, you know, only gives him $10. Then he has to pay the attorney's fees. That's what you're saying.
And that varies by state of what the specifics of that are, but that's common.
Wow. Okay.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And it does seem, it seems very much like this whole plea deal thing of, we'll offer you pleas and then we'll punish you if you don't take any
very
of them.
Much. That's what happened to me.
That's
what happened to Rich Paul.
And I mean, and obviously jail time is more serious, but that's even worse than how they do plea deals, because if you say, no, I'm going to trial, and then you come back with a sentence higher than the plan they offered you. They don't add on years because you rejected the plea of lower years.
I think they do, actually. I think they do add time on because you rejected the plea.
Well, they don't.
It's not an official.
They don't, like, penalize you a percentage for...
Hold on. It's not an official policy, but it sure as hell seems like that's what they do.
They
did it to me. They did it to Rich Paul. 855, 450, free. You can join us here. Share your thoughts on Bad Cops. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, counterfeiting, not dollars, but products. Apparently, it's getting better than it ever has been, according to the CEO of the Alibaba Group. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it over at jaxx.io. It's also available through your Apple or Google App Store, and there's no wallet like it. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash, and more currencies are coming. There's a Shapeshift integration that means you can change from one crypto to another. So if you've got some Bitcoin, but you want to turn some of it into Ether, you don't even have to leave your wallet if you have Jax. JAXX.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum and a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax. And it's cross-platform. So if you want it for your smartphone, your laptop, Windows, Mac, Linux, browser plugins, they've got them. Jax.io, it's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. As we continue here, we're sharing with you a story, another outrageous story from photographyisnotacrime.com, that a young man who was beaten by police as they broke into his home while he was sleeping. He's 18 years old, still in high school. Punched by the cops six times, tasered, then dragged outside, stuffed into a patrol car.
Turns out he looked like his brother.
Right, because he had dreadlocks, specifically what the police told him. But turns out it was the brother they were looking for, and so they apologized, cut him loose, and then he decided that he was going to take them to court. Well, the jury awarded him $1 in damages per constitutional violation. So he got $18 from the police officers in this case, which means that they violated the Constitution 18 times. Now, that means, apparently, according to Melanie, who's legally trained, she went to law school down in Louisiana, that means apparently that in a civil case, if you reject an offer, so apparently there were a couple offers made before this went to trial. If you reject those offers and then the amount that's awarded by the jury is significantly less than that offer, then you have to pay for the attorney's fees or legal expenses, and apparently including the hotel room and the mileage for the officers.
And it's usually not including, like, their vacation. It's usually just attorney's fees.
Well, this is only $1,500 in legal expenses, so it's hard to imagine that's anybody's attorney, because that would be, like, 2 hours worth of, you know, a few hours worth of work for an attorney.
Well, it's right, probably the city attorney that's getting paid a salary anyway, whether he's defending the police after they punch some guy in the face six times, or if he's just sitting there shuffling papers of, oh, well, we got to expand the airport and somebody needs to sign off on these documents.
Now, here's a question for you, Melanie. What is a pastoral counselor?
I don't know.
I mean, pastoral sounds religious. Right?
It does.
Mario Sims is a pastoral counselor for the Franklin family. Believes the lowly sum is the jury's way of saying they support the police, even when the evidence shows they violated a family's civil rights.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that might not mean counselor as attorney. That might just mean, like,
a religious counselor.
Yeah.
Okay. He said further to WNDU, quote, now somewhere between supporting the police officers and the Constitution, they forgot that there's a family whose constitutional rights were violated. The message you're sending them by awarding them a nominal award of a dollar is essentially, so what? So what if sworn police officers broke into your home and punched your son and tased him? So, unquote. So what went wrong? Peter Agostino, the attorney who represented the city, blames the family's attorney, Johnny Ulmer, for doing a poor job representing them. Ulmer, who spent 20 years as a sheriff's deputy, took the case pro bono. According to the Indianapolis Star Tribune, quote, the family filed a civil suit in February of 2013 accusing the officers of excessive force, unlawful entry, false imprisonment, false arrest, and battery. Johnny Ulmer, that attorney for the family, who spent 20 years as a sheriff's deputy, took the case. City hired Peter Agostino, an attorney who has represented plaintiffs and defendants in federal civil rights cases for nearly 30 years, to represent the officers who are still employed by the South Bend Police Department. Agostino said the city made four settlement offers to the Franklin family. The family said they were offered $15,000 to settle. Agostino said higher amounts were offered, but declined to say how much higher. The family opted for trial instead, and the jury, one African-American and five white individuals, reached its verdict on August 1st. Agostino called Deshaun Franklin, quote, an outstanding young man, unquote, and acknowledged that some compensation was warranted. During trial, though, Agostino said the plaintiffs failed to prove damages beyond the rights violations. For example, no wages were lost or medical bills incurred. Agostino said Deshaun and his family were not served well by their attorney, who should have told them to take the settlement. So, you know, can you imagine? Okay, fine. He didn't have to go to the hospital after he got punched six times by the police.
And or he then did, tased. And he just couldn't afford to, because those are two different things.
That's a good point. And was tased and then dragged out of the, into the streets. If we did that to somebody, if we decided that somebody had hurt our friend and we were going to go and, you know, enact some revenge on that person, whether or not we got the person right or wrong, like if we, whether we found the right victim or the wrong victim, private people attacking another individual, punching them six times and then tasing them would be a serious felony assault charge.
If I did this, I would be charged with no less than one, possibly six counts of simple assault, unlawful imprisonment, kidnapping.
That's gotta be a felony.
Imprisonment.
Well, you'd be charged with aggravated assault, and you'd be charged with whatever the second degree version of assault is.
Right, and possibly more than one charge of either or both of those. So I would be looking at serious jail time if I decided to do this.
Yeah. And even just on the money damages, like, A, if they sued you, you'd be shelling out more than $18. And B, you would probably, at your conviction for your criminal trial, be ordered some kind of restitution. The family wouldn't even probably have to sue you. The judge in the criminal case would do that on his own if that state allowed that, and a lot of states do. Right.
Instead, these cops get to walk away scot-free. They get to keep their jobs, and all they have to do is pay $18 to be able to beat somebody up.
And they don't actually have to pay $18. What did you say? It was $15,000 they were awarded, so $15,000.
Although $1,500 went to likely the city.
The city requested $1,500 for legal expenses and hotel for the police officers because the trial was in a different city. We don't want to have the trial in South Bend, so change of venue and now put everybody up at the Ritz-Carlton in whatever city. The last paragraph here of this article, a city spokesman told the newspaper he understands the family's frustration, but points out that the officers were disciplined. They have something on their permanent record and had to undergo Fourth Amendment rights training.
They were given written reprimands.
That's on your permanent record, sir.
Is that what that means? I thought that just means a memo went out. Oh, you bad boys.
There's probably a copy in their employee
file. Don't you do that again. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Next time, you might have to pay $20. It's Free Talk Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, did you hear about the debate offer? Bernie Sanders has been offered $250,000 worth of Bitcoin that will go to the charity of his choice if he agrees to show up and debate Adam Kokesh. Adam Kokesh, of course, is a somewhat well-known voluntarist. He's a liberty-loving guy, and I think it would be a fascinating debate if Bernie would actually agree to it. Socialism versus voluntarism. And Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator and the city in which the debate happens. But so far, he hasn't responded to the offer, and the offer's been on the table for a few months now, maybe several months. I feel like we've been talking about this for quite a while.
Yeah, since I would say close to the beginning of the year.
The offer, yeah, I think you're right about that. The offer has was originally $50,000 that would go to a charity of Bernie's choice, but since then Roger Ver, who's the money man here, has decided to quintuple the offer, and still that has yet to actually attract Bernie's attention. They have not even been given a no. It's just been ignored. So if you want to learn more about this debate challenge, you can go to bernie.freetalklive.com. I believe the offer for the 250,000 ends at the end of this month. That's what
I've heard. That's my understanding.
Bernie.freetalklive.com. As we continue, hear more bad police-related stories. Melanie, you had a follow-up on an outrageous police beating that happened here in New Hampshire, which it's not too common that police beatings will at least happen here, and certainly that they get caught on video. This one did. It was caught on video, I believe, by news helicopters after a car chase that started in Massachusetts ended in Nashua, New Hampshire, with multiple police attacking the suspect. Now, apparently there was a suit. You've got an update on that case. Did you want to share that with us?
Well, it wasn't a suit. It was a plea deal, basically, for the...
There were criminal charges.
Against the officer,
Against the officer, which is kind of amazing that they actually charged him with, I think, assault. But they charged him with whatever they charge people with when you beat somebody up.
Was it just one guy? I got to say, I didn't watch the video multiple times, so I don't have a clear recollection of... I know there were more than one officer there. I just don't know if there was more than one that was actually doing the punching.
I didn't watch the video, and the reason why I didn't watch the video was because I didn't care if it was excessive or not, because the traffic stop was excessive as far as I'm concerned, because traffic stops are death threats, and the only thing... They were conducting the traffic stop or chasing him because he had a warrant, and he had a warrant for trying to hit a cop with a car, which...
The cops love to claim that, by the way. They love to claim somebody's trying to run them down when they point a fact.
But that's not even... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I know that you both disagree with me, that's a victimless crime.
Wait.
You shouldn't do it.
Are you saying running a cop over is a victimless crime?
Yes.
I will disagree with you on that.
Yeah, so do
I. You shouldn't do it. It's a bad plan.
The cop's a human being. I mean, they're making a mistake.
People who break into your bedroom and start shooting at you at 2 o'clock in the morning are human beings, too.
No doubt. And if somebody's shooting at you, you have a right to try to run them over.
What if they're threatening to shoot you?
Yeah, I think you would have a right to try to run them over in that case, too.
Okay, hold on. Melanie, we're speaking to Ian here, and I feel that I need to give you some background on what happened to Ian one time, probably about 2 years ago, I think it was, at about 3:30 in the morning. Ian walks downstairs, and he hears some music. And he looks in the studio, and there's some guy, like, sitting where Ian is currently sitting, listening to rap songs on YouTube.
No, it's not exactly how the story went.
Well,
they keep telling it, and I'll correct you.
And then Ian begins talking to the guy, and the guy stands up just behind where you're seated, and they chat for, what was it, an hour or so before you told the guy, well... Have a good day, and you saw him out of the studio.
That wasn't entirely what had happened. I did hear something, and I was, like, upstairs and kind of looking down, and then the dude actually came out of the studio on his own, so I had not come down the stairs
yet. Oh, okay, you were not completely down the stairs.
At that point, and I engaged him in a conversation, and we, you know...
Went somewhere between half hour to an hour.
I don't recall how long that it was. It probably was on the shorter side of that. But engaged him in a conversation, and it was just a drunk kid who had wanted to come into the Free Stater's house. And he had proceeded to drink wine while in the studio and watching YouTube videos.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how that's relevant to
I think he's
or not
bringing it up
right
because I didn't
you.
Blast the kid.
Right,
I think
and in that situation,
right, so,
depending on the details of how aggressive I thought he looked and, you know, whether or not I thought he'd take him, I really don't think I'm leaning towards I would not have offed that guy.
You don't think you... Hold on. Wait. Oh, there was too many double negatives in there. You don't think you were leaning towards you would not have offed the guy?
No, I think I would just would have said, get out. Depending
there
on...
Goes. Right, but there are some people that would be like, nope, strange guy in my house, I'm killing and not going to ask questions.
There's too many variables there.
Right, if he rushes at you up the stairs, that's another story.
Right, this particular room is like... I mean, I understand it's still a part of your house, but it's like kind of... I almost want to say quasi-public. It's not public. You can't just walk in here.
Right.
But it's not necessarily the same as just some dude walking into your living room or a bedroom if you're like a private person. And obviously still trespassing.
Well,
but
it is the same.
We're all public figures because we're on a nationally syndicated radio show. People can't just walk into my bedroom and be like,
your
hey, therefore public property.
I understand that, but it's obviously clearly trespassing, but I think that there is, like, at least a feels difference, if not a logic difference, between walking into a studio and walking into a living room. Especially
it's a studio in a living room.
Right. And I'm not defending him in any way. He was clearly wrong. Also,
you're just
like,
saying in
right,
that case you wouldn't kill him, but
he was
an 8-year-old girl jumping on the flowers, totally okay
no,
to offer.
Not, well, I would not kill her either.
He was
also
afraid, by the way, just so you know. I mean, like, he was grateful that I did not blast him.
Right, yeah.
He
and also,
it.
Like, there's a difference between whether or not it's a nat violation to kill him versus whether or not it's a decent thing to do to kill him versus whether or not I would have killed him.
Right.
So
NAP being the non-aggression principle.
Because it's the non-aggression principle, not the non-things Melanie doesn't like principle. So you would have been well within your rights under the NAP.
I would have been.
To off him.
And there are some people that would say you are obligated to wind
ridiculous.
Up using defensive force.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
otherwise, you're a pacifist.
Not in the name of yourself, you're not. No, that's ridiculous.
Well, in this case, I wasn't threatened in any way, shape, or form. It was just some drunk guy stumbling out of the studio. He looks up. He sees me. And I forget what I said. It was like, hey, how's it going? Or something like that. It was some lighthearted conversation. Anyway, we're now friends on Facebook, and I see him in real life here and there.
I didn't know, but like, he clearly
violated
that. Of course,
Ian is the one that befriends the home intruder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian would do that. But
he's just a messed up young guy. You know, he's running.
How many people who stole flags are your friends with on Facebook?
I don't know most of the people who stole the peace flags.
But of the people that you know, so like there were a couple of people
there were a
that,
couple that the King
showed
Police
up. Bought. Hey, I'm sorry.
Right.
Here's two flags that I bought.
No, I'm not friends with either of them. One of them is from North Carolina or was going to college in North Carolina and had gone back to North Carolina. By the time I was able to get compensation from him, he shipped me two new flags from Amazon to make good. And the other guy, I didn't get a chance to meet. He met with Rich Paul and had a conversation. Rich Paul smoked him out.
Okay, and it is also for okay. Well, then Rich Paul is showing you up because Rich Paul is friends with one of the flag thieves on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that was probably the guy he smoked out with. Toll free number here 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I would have joined him had I been home. I was doing something at that time. Anyway, you can join us here. For some reason, we'll get back into the issue of the guy that actually did get beaten up by the police and what we were going to say about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor. I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here, 855-453. And you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, counterfeit products better now than ever. In fact, the head of Alibaba's, the Alibaba Group, says that counterfeit products are getting better than the originals. We'll talk about that here in a few moments. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio. We've been talking about abusive police. And by the way, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this show, one of the things you can do is shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon links you'll find there, like Amazon UK, Canada, or US, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Melanie, where were we going with this story here about the New Hampshire cop who was charged criminally with assault
for beating the guy who they...
Well, he was running from
who led them on a chase, yes.
Right. It's usually a bad idea. I mean, look, the cops have a lot of resources. There's a good chance they're going to catch you if you...
Right, yeah. And if it's you versus the state of New Hampshire or any state, you're going to lose. So
odds are good. Even if you lose them temporarily, they are going to redouble their efforts, and they will likely find you.
Absent extreme circumstances, the best plan is... the same thing they tell you in a robbery to comply.
I would say the best plan would be to start a video camera recording and then do what they tell you, if you have time for it.
Yeah, if you can do that.
Yeah. Or if you have a dash cam, then you should already have that rolling all the time.
Right, yeah. So even regardless of whether you're right or wrong, it's still a bad idea to run from the cops, and it's still a bad idea to try to hit one with your car.
That said, it is, as you pointed out, refreshing that one officer in this case was actually charged with something, because most of the time, you know, these cops get their adrenaline pumping. They beat on somebody because they know they can get away with it, and that's usually because they do get away with it. Usually there are no charges that are brought. They'll come up with some sort of excuse for why they did it, and the police department or the Internal Affairs Bureau will just say, yep, that's legit.
Right, yeah, so he pled guilty to 3 counts of simple assault.
And this was it a state police officer? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
New Hampshire State Police.
Okay, got it.
So, what was interesting to me about this case, aside from the fact that I thought it was an excuse to talk about defensive force against state agents on the air, was that the judge is saying, according to this article at Mass Live anyway, the judge is saying that he's on, he has a suspended sentence of 1 year, and he's essentially going to be on probation for 2 years.
He being Andrew Monaco, the police officer.
The guy with the badge.
Suspended sentence.
Had a badge.
He had a badge, yeah.
Suspended sentence for 1 year, was it? And then what was the other two?
Probation.
Probation, okay.
So the conditions of his probation, among other things, is to undergo anger management, pay for the victim's medical expenses.
Okay, all right.
Give up his law enforcement certification and not seek a job in law enforcement again. Now,
for a cop, that's a pretty decent punishment. Now, if you'd hit a cop, you'd likely end up getting felony assault.
Or you survive, you would get a felony.
Right, felony assault on a police officer charge.
And you would do jail time.
Yeah.
If you hit a regular civilian, you would probably do jail time.
But this sentence does sound like they were trying to send some sort of a message, like, we're serious about making sure our officers are behaving themselves.
It is. It's kind of like when that story came out about the judge who was selling kids to a private prison, and he got, like, 10 days or something. That is, like, egregiously low. But it was, like, the first step of, we're going to actually prosecute you if you're a slave driver, or if you, in this case, pull people over and beat them.
Right.
But what is kind of concerning to me is that I think that people are going to read this and think that he can't be a cop again.
The judge did say he's not allowed to apply to be a police officer, though, right?
And he agreed to that as part of the plea agreement.
Right. But he's only on paper for 2 years. Now, the state of New Hampshire.
When you say on paper, you mean probation. Okay.
So, New Hampshire can blacklist him. New Hampshire can say, we're not hiring this guy. If New Hampshire wanted to, they could pass a state statute that says that no political subdivision is allowed to hire this guy.
Well, New Hampshire does have something that's akin to a blacklist. I think they call it Lori's list.
Yeah, or the Lori list.
But anything that is a condition of your probation, once your probation is over, you can do it again, assuming it's not, like, otherwise a crime.
But we don't know if this is part of the probation or part of the sentence that is completely separate from probation.
Yeah, it sounded like it was part of the sentence, just based on what you read. But maybe what you're trying to say here is that if he were to go and apply in West Virginia or something like that, then the judge's ruling would not apply.
The New Hampshire judge cannot tell West Virginia not to hire him, and they also can't tell this guy. Now, if the only reason it has any legal power at all is because he's on paper. So they can revoke his probation for violating probation. Other than that, they can't just randomly order somebody not to work in a particular field. Because it's
if he's
illegal.
Agreed to it, it's not an order. If what he said was,
it's still an order.
Here's the plea deal. You can take this plea deal or we can go to trial. That's different. That's not a judge's order. That's a negotiation, right? That's an agreement that he's come to.
That's
basically
a negotiation between the prosecutor and this guy.
Okay, but you're talking more about, like, the morality of contracts, which don't apply in state. So there's no, like, he can go be a cop. New Hampshire might refuse to hire him as a cop. That's fine.
I agree with you. I'll agree with you that he can go to the other 49 states and be a cop. I would say that in New Hampshire, that's in question, whether or not he could ever be a police officer.
And if it is,
again,
it's because there's something in place to blacklist him. It's not because once these 2 years are up, then they'd have no more authority over him regarding this case.
But again, I think you're reading into it that was part of probation.
Okay, but
I'm seeing it as a completely different part of the sentence.
I'm not saying that it's part of his probation. The only way it has any legal force is to make it part of his probation. So a judge can't just be like, okay, I order you to not work in a restaurant again. Like, there's no process to do that. No, if there's a process that the state police have or that applies to counties and cities and other jurisdictions to where they can block him from being hired, that's fine. But first of all, he's not even allowed to seek a job in law enforcement. So once these 2 years are up, if he goes and applies at a department, that's not illegal. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
So that wouldn't be contempt? You're presuming that it's part of the probation. You keep saying after the 2 years of probation,
right,
if he does
after
X.
After the 2 years of probation, then they don't have authority over him anymore.
No, they pretty much do.
If he's agreed to this deal, then that would be a violation of his agreement.
It's akin to
contempt.
People that get put on the sex offender registry. After they've served their sentence and their probation, they still have to go register with the state for the rest of their life.
Well, yeah, because they're still on that.
Well, he would still be on
right.
This.
And this part of his sentence of surrender your law enforcement certificate and never seek a job in law enforcement has nothing to do with his probation.
I
it's a different part of his sentence.
I mean, obviously, Melanie, you've got the legal training here, but I got to agree with you on this one, Daryl. That's what makes the most sense. Although I do agree that the other 49 states, this judge's ruling doesn't apply. So all he's got to do is go south, find some other state that's willing to hire somebody that beat somebody up, and that happens. Like, there's plenty of stories about bad cops who are told they can't have a job in this town. And then they just go to another town in the state,
in
the country.
If he would somehow otherwise be in violating something here, if he goes and gets a job in Mass.
Yeah, he could do that. There's no way the judge would have any control.
Right, it would be like if the New Hampshire police suspend Ian's driving privileges. Unless Ian has a New Hampshire driver's license, that doesn't affect anywhere else. And we actually know Derek J used to have either Pennsylvania or New Jersey driver's license. New Hampshire suspended his driving privileges, which just meant that if he got pulled over in New Hampshire, then there would be problems.
And aren't you suspended in South Carolina?
I basically have a no trespass order to the entire state of South Carolina. I've got a warrant. There's no suspension of anything.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, counterfeit products apparently are better than they've ever been, according to the CEO of the Alibaba Group. Also, apparently, the athletes from Zimbabwe have been ordered to be arrested because they didn't win enough medals. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.